Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Happy Sunday, August the 11th. This is Tiffany Camilla on Get Deep and Keep It Real on Blog Talk Radio. Thank you so much for joining me today. And we have a very informative show for you lined up. We're going to be talking about military trauma, PTSD. We're going to be talking about acupuncture and how it can help PTSD. We're also going to be discussing military sexual trauma, and we're going to have a very special guest, and her name is Ms. Frida Waller, and she'll be discussing her organization called The Voices of Women's Veterans. So I'm very excited. I think that we will learn a lot today in our discussion, so I'm very anxious to get this party rolling. So, without further ado, let's get into it. And just a reminder, if you'd like to call in, the number is area code 347-826-9733. Once again, 347-826-9733. You're listening to Get Deep and Keep It Real with Tiffany Camilla on Blog Talk Radio. And let's get to our very special guest. Hello, Ms. Waller. How are you this morning?
I'm doing well, Tiffany. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you so much for joining me this morning. Myself and my audience, we're very happy to have you speaking with us this morning. So I'm very anxious to get into the discussion this morning. So can you tell us a little bit about yourself and your organization?
Yes, ma'am, absolutely. Well, my name is Wilfrida Waller, and I have an organization called the Voices of Women's Veterans logo, Let's Start the Sisterhood of Healing, which is a very important aspect of the organization because in this arena, in this community of MST, military sexual trauma, there is a need for self-taught healing to get through the process of military sexual trauma, post-traumatic stress, all of the triggers that go along with having gone through such an ordeal.
Right. Now, let me ask you this. Can you explain to my audience who may not be aware of military sexual trauma, could you just give us a brief description of exactly what that is and who may or may not be suffering from it?
Yes, ma'am, absolutely. Military sexual trauma is described as a sexual assault or rape experience by military personnel.
Now, is this, just female-based, or is it male-based? Can this also happen to men as well?
Yes. This happens to both female and men in the military. As a matter of fact, I know of a young man that had suffered military sexual assault, and his perpetrator was Jeffrey Dahmer.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Wow. So... This is across the board. Both men and women can be victims of such a crime.
Right, right. Now, what was it for you that made you want to start this organization?
Well, going back to the Sisterhood of Healing, once I had downtime to reflect as far as what happened to me, which my military sexual trauma happened, 33 years ago. And
so you were also a victim as well.
Absolutely, in two separate occasions. And once I was able to get somewhere and reflect, because I had been a full-time single parent, mother of four children, I married a military man, and we separated And so I was a single parent for all those many years, and I finally got a chance to reflect on what had happened to me. And once I got a chance to reflect on the trauma that I went through, I knew immediately that I needed some type of healing because I was having symptoms of post-traumatic stress. So this prompted me to start this organization, the Voices of Women Veterans, to let the public know, let the military community know that military sexual trauma is real, it's happening on an epidemic basis, and there is a need for people to get healed from this. And that's why I started my organization.
Okay. Now, outside of veterans and people associated with the military, why should the rest of America or the world, you know, the general population out there, why should we care? Why is this such a big issue?
This is a big issue. Well, yes, this is a big issue because military sexual trauma is a violation. It's a rape of large magnitude proportions, and it can really have an effect on your psyche. This leads to homelessness for women and men, because they're being plagued by this horrendous event being replayed in their mind and in their psyche. We should care, because we don't want to have our veterans living homelessly on the streets when there is help out there for them. It's a criminal offense. This is not just something that happens and you sweep it under a rug. Military sexual trauma is an act, it's a criminal offense and should be treated as such. It should be taken out of the prosecution, should be taken out of the chain of command and placed into a civilian type category where they'll be prosecuted to the fullest.
So what you're saying is that right now, if someone in the military is brought up on charges for rape or some kind of sexual assault, they're actually taken through the military process and not civilian, you know, outside.
Absolutely.
So is that not like a conflict of interest?
It is. I would say it is, because it is in the chain of command. These men and women are still subject to their perpetrators. They're subject to retaliation from the perpetrators and from their superiors as they're going through the process of trying to report such a heinous crime.
Wow.
And that's the problem. That's the problem, because it is in the chain of command. The prosecution is in the chain of command. They don't have the clear view as to see what's really going on as far as trying to prosecute these perpetrators and get them out of the system, out of the military system, because that causes, a number of things, low morale, military personnel turning against military personnel. You can have all types of chaotic repercussions come behind this. They're talking about women now going into combat. And could you imagine yourself, Tiffany, being in a combat situation with a male perpetrator who just tried to rape you two or three nights ago, but yet you're in a combat situation where you have to try to help save his life and he has to try to help save your life? Those are real scenarios that women are now starting to venture off into, with the new jobs being created in the military for women.
Right. Very interesting scenario. Yeah, because I can't imagine.
Yeah.
I can't imagine being assaulted by, it's bad enough being assaulted and you have to maybe go back into the same job or work environment, you know.
Absolutely.
But then perhaps, you know, being an even more intimate, I mean, because besides a sexual relationship, what's more intimate than maybe having to be in an environment where you are having to save someone's life. I mean, you really can't.
Yeah.
Death and sex to me is two of the probably most intimate things that you probably have to face.
Exactly. You know, a combat situation is a very delicate situation, and it's going to require, you know, to say the very least, focus. And you can't really focus. Your focus is off when you've gone through military sexual trauma. There's all types of backlashes from going through the process of military sexual trauma. You have all these strong emotions and you know, feelings of depression, hopelessness, intense emotional responses to things, feeling of numbness, trouble sleeping. These are symptoms of PTSD, which is brought on by military sexual trauma.
Now, can you explain, just for some people who may not understand, what PTSD stands for and what it is?
Yes, ma'am, absolutely. Post-traumatic stress. PTSD is an acronym for post-traumatic stress syndrome.
Okay.
Post-traumatic stress syndrome is brought on by a number of very strong events that have occurred in your life.
Okay.
To categorize post-traumatic stress and to try to identify if you have it, you start to feel actual physical health problems. I'm sorry, excuse me. Actual physical health problems, experiencing sexual issues, eating disorders, problems with relationships, to say the very least.
And give me one second. I just want to say that if there are callers who are calling in, I see that you're on hold, and I'll be with you in just a moment, so please don't hang up. Okay, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
That's okay. And then there's trouble with association of sexual trauma, feeling on the edge, unsafe,
right,
all the time. That was one of my issues, feeling unsafe, feeling that the perpetrator will find me. To this very day, I have that issue. Yeah, because my perpetrator was prosecuted and sent to Fort Leavenworth Jail.
Well, you're very fortunate in that, because from the readings that I've seen, not everyone is prosecuted and sent away for jail time. So in
it
that sense, you are fortunate in that manner. We do have a caller, so let's quickly go to our caller and see how we can help them.
Yes.
Hi, you're on the line with Get Deep and Keep It Real on Blog Talk Radio with Tiffany Camilla and our special guest, Ms. Waller. Who am I speaking with? Hello, are you still there? We may have lost our caller. Caller, if you're still listening or would like to call back, please call back, and we'll try to get you on the air. You're listening to Get Deep and Keep It Real with Tiffany Camilla. Okay. And I'm sorry about that. And, as I was saying, you're very fortunate that your perpetrator was prosecuted, because as far as I can tell, not many are often taken serve jail time.
That is so true, Tiffany. As a matter of fact, during the court process, the lawyers, the JAG lawyers, they're just as good as civilian lawyers. And if it wasn't for the fact that the guy confessed, he would have got off.
Right, wow.
Because the trial was going in a way where I identified him, but it wasn't a complete match, as they would say.
Right.
I seen his silhouette. I knew him from meeting his wife.
Right.
So I could identify him, but not 110%. And so, therefore, the JAG lawyers was about to get him off on that technicality alone. And later it was found out that he did confess, and that's how he ended up being prosecuted to the full extent of the law. And
wow, what
jail.
A compelling story. Wow. Wow.
Yeah.
And you were one of the lucky few.
Yeah, this guy, I was in my home, and this happened in Fort Ord, California. I was a military wife at the time, and my husband was away in Korea. And this guy broke into my locked house from the garage to the garage door, pried it open, broke into it. I mean, absolutely pulled off plankings of the wall and the door. I woke up to a man butt naked. Excuse my clarity.
No, it's fine.
Yeah,
it's okay.
This guy was butt naked. Scratching at me, you know, just trying to get at me under the covers. And I woke up and clearly immediately recognized that this was not my husband. I started screaming. I had a 9-month-old baby at the time. She woke up out of her sleep, started screaming. We were in there screaming for help. And I guess the perpetrator got scared. You know, of course, he got scared and he ran. But I had the presence of thought to run after him, not to try to subdue him, but just to see who this was in my home. And that's how I was able to recognize who he was.
Wow. Wow.
Yes. And immediately the police were called out, and investigators, and CSI, and things of that nature. And then investigation started immediately to try to find out who this person could have been. So I really want to give props to the Veterans Administration when I was in the military and to this very day, because they have helped in the process of me trying to get through this ordeal, getting me to the proper help, psychiatrists and psychologists.
Wonderful.
The right medicines to take in order for me to be able to function on a normal daily basis.
Right. And speaking of proper treatment, I would like to add in some research that I've been doing concerning PTSD and military sexual stress. I've found that they're now doing like acupuncture.
Yes, ma'am.
Various places to help veterans with PTSD. From the research that I found, it looks like, you know, acupuncture has been used for drug treatment to help people get off drugs and such as that. And so after Hurricane Katrina actually happened in New Orleans, they started implementing acupuncture for post-traumatic stress. And then once you started having all the veterans coming out of Afghanistan and Iraq, then they started using the same type of treatment for the veteran. Right. And they say that, you know, it helps them to relax, it helps them to sleep. They don't have to go back and talk about what happened. And that the acupuncture, like, sets off endorphins to help relieve, like, secondary issues, like the depression, like the sleeplessness, like the anxiety. And you don't have to worry about recalling what has happened to you. And
that is
it's more effective than medication as well.
That is correct. Acupuncture can treat PTSD by harmonizing the underlying energies and imbalances caused by the condition.
Okay, and I'm going to put you on hold because it looks like we have a caller again, and I'm going to try to get to them this time. Okay, I'm going to put you on hold.
All right.
Hello.
Thank you
hello.
For
good
joining.
Morning.
Hello. How are you?
I'm blessed. How about yourself?
I'm doing great. Thank you. Who am I speaking with?
Yes, this is Preston Davis. I'm also a MST survivor.
Okay, and would you like to share some story, or do you have a question?
No, I actually give some input. First of all, I want to promote the film Justice Denied, which premiered in Albuquerque, New Mexico, June 8th. It's the men's stories, not that our stories are any better than the women's, but I think the public needs to know that, you know, there are a lot of men victims that are being assaulted in the military. Men make up probably 50%, and, you know, these perpetrators are actually 80% of them are heterosexual, and so it's a bad thing. Also, I wanted to put out that my offender was serial killer Jeffrey Dahmer, and I was assaulted in 1979. My replacement, Billy Capshaw, was actually beat, raped, tortured in a room in the barracks for 18 months. Nobody in the unit helped him. Yeah, nobody in the unit helped him. Jeff was finally discharged in 81 and went on to murder 17 people. So, so there's two of us, myself and Billy. And it just goes to show how serious this problem is. And I think the public really needs to be aware that, you know, the government, they're not doing anything about it. They're basically sweeping it under the rug. And trust me, there's a lot more Jeffrey Dahmers out there. I mean, if you look at statistics, a lot of your serial killers served in the military.
Yes. Yes, you're quite right about that. I'm glad you brought that up.
And so,
And it's very sad that more background checks aren't done on people who are entering the military, because I think I cannot remember where I read it or where I saw the article or news program, but a lot of times you find out that these people, maybe they have not, you know, been caught by civilian authorities, and then they join the military, and then they conduct this same activity that they had, that they were doing out in the civilian world, into the military area, which is much smaller community, and so you have a lot more victims usually, and yet I don't understand why it's so hard to catch them.
Well, it's not a matter of them being caught. I mean, these people that are being raped or sexually assaulted are the ones that report it. They're being mocked, ridiculed. In some cases, they're told, you know, if you bring it up again, we'll administratively discharge you. People's lives have been threatened. People have been murdered. And another case I want to bring up, I want to mention, is Lavina Johnson. Are you familiar with that case? Lavina Johnson was.
I'm being educated today.
Yeah, she was, you know, a black female that was in the military, about a week shy of her 20th birthday. She was beat, raped, tortured, and when I say that, shot in the head, teeth knocked out, acid poured on her genitals, shot in the head, and set on fire. And they told her family that she committed suicide.
Wow.
You can look her story up. If you Google her story, you can see where the military actually covered it up. The father, Dr. Johnson, who I hope to meet one day, actually had to go through all this red tape to get the report, the criminal investigation report. They deemed it a suicide. He had her body exhumed. And you could clearly see, I saw the autopsy photos, you could clearly see that this woman was beat, shot in the head, set on fire, acid poured on her genitals. And this is the type of stuff. There's like several cases of suspicious deaths of women that have been raped and murdered. And the government covers it up. You know, so we're trying to get this taken away from the commanders and have a civilian tribunal which will prosecute these offenders, because the average offender on his lifetime probably offends maybe 600 times if they're not caught.
Wow.
If you can,
well,
if you can believe that.
What I would like to do with you is to definitely, you know, exchange contact information. And I would like to have you on my show again, where we can talk about this in more detail, because it's definitely issues and stories that need to be shared that the public is not aware of. So
now, where are you?
Where
are you located?
Okay, the show is done out of New Orleans, Louisiana, but basically it's just done through the Blog Talk and through the phone. So what I can do is I have your number here, and what I'll do is after the show, I'll contact you. And,
I'm actually on my computer, so I'm going to give you my cell phone number. Because I'm on Skype.
Or if you don't want to do it over the air, you can go to the show's the Facebook page. And
I don't mind at all. I'm an advocate. I'm a survivor. I try to help as many people. Like I said, I'm a serial killer survivor, and so people really need to know who I am. I don't mind. It's not that I don't mind being coming out, coming forward. You know, a lot of people want to remain anonymous.
Okay.
That's not me. So I'll give you my name, my number, my address. I don't have a problem doing that.
Okay. So you can just give me your name and your phone number. And also, like I said, also on the Facebook page, you can also reach me there as well. Okay.
And your name is what now? You are?
The name of the radio show is Get Deep and Keep It Real on Facebook.com.
Okay. Keeping it real?
Yeah. Get Deep and Keep It Real.
Oh, Get Deep. Okay. Okay.
Yeah. And you can also find us on Blog Talk Radio.
Okay. And I think your name is Tiffany, right?
Yes, Tiffany Camilla.
Oh, Camilla. Okay, Tiffany. My name is Preston Davis, and I'll give you my number. Are you ready? And my home phone is 860-242-0124, and my cell phone number is 860-899-4917. And to anybody listening, if you need help, there's help available for MST. You can go to your local vet center. You can talk to a counselor confidentially. There's help for you. You don't need to be ashamed or afraid to come forward. The more people that come forward and report, the better it is. We're working to get these laws changed through the Senate and Congress that will take it away from the commanders, and we can start locking up some of these rapists and people that are offending. So,
okay. Thank you so much for calling in. I will contact you right after the show. I have about less than 2 minutes to go, so I need to get back to my guests. But I really appreciate you calling in and sharing that information, and I definitely want to get you back on for a future show.
Okay.
And we can book that later. Okay. Thank you so much.
Thanks. All right. Take care, Tiffany.
You're listening to Get Deep and Keep It Real with Tiffany Camilla, and today we're doing a show on military sexual trauma and PTSD. I've had a wonderful guest on the line, Miss Frida Waller, and also a caller who presented us with a whole bunch of information. I'm almost a little overwhelmed, so I'm really excited because it looks like we have another show to do on this topic.
Yes, ma'am, absolutely.
In closing, is there anything you would like to add?
Well, one thing I wanted to add, Tiffany, as far as these guys, criminally minded, I hate to say criminally minded, but the perpetrators coming into the military, the reason that they're in there is because there have been waivers given to possible military personnel coming into the military. The waivers are criminal misconduct offenses. They can be anything from arson attempt to attempt to commit a felony, breaking and entering, bribery, carjacking, child abuse. So these perpetrators are coming into the military, and the military are actually letting them in. and then having them sign waivers saying that, okay, we understand your criminal past, but we're going to let you in the military anyway. And so that's how you're getting all this criminal element in the military and continuing to assault people as they further their military career. They get to stay in and have a illustrious career and become majors and things of that nature while they're destroying people's lives.
Wow, very, very interesting. Wow. Okay.
Yes,
this
ma'am.
Has been wonderful. I thank you for your information and for you sharing your story. And if you want to give out the name of your website one more time before we go.
Yes. The name of my website is The Voices of Women's Veterans. .org. Let's start the Sisterhood of Healing.
All right. Well, I would like to invite you to please come back and join me again for a future
Absolutely.
Show because I think there's still so many different topics and issues that need to be discussed.
Yes. I'd like to do a show with Preston, the guest speaker you had on there, the guest telephone call.
The caller, yes, definitely.
Yeah.
I think that would be a great thing to do, to have the both of you on. And so to have a male version and a female,
female
version
perspective,
of
yeah.
your experience. Exactly,
yeah.
of what's going on with this sexual trauma in the military. So
yes.
definitely I will be getting in contact with the both of you in the future to continue this conversation. Thank you so
Wonderful.
Much again for joining.
No problem, Tiffany. You take care of yourself and God bless you.
Thank you. You're listening to Get Deep and Keep It Real with Tiffany Camilla. I hope that you have enjoyed this very informative, sensitive topic that we discussed today, military sexual trauma, PTSD, and acupuncture to help, treat PTSD and the military sexual trauma. We did not get to discuss also massage that can help military sexual trauma and PTSD. So on our future show, we will also get into further treatments for this. And also, as you heard, we will continue this conversation in the very near future with Ms. Lawler and Mr. Preston concerning military sexual trauma from a female and male perspective. Once again, thank you for joining Get Deep and Keep It Real with Tiffany Camilla on Blog Talk Radio. You can also find us on Facebook, Get Deep and Keep It Real, all one word, facebook.com, and at email, Get Deep and Keep It Real on gmail.com. Have a great day.